Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria today up to 21, Joburg and Mbombela high of 19 degrees.
There's been a collision in Bedford View on the N12 westbound at the Edenville Road exit. All lanes are open, but traffic is queuing.
In your sport, Maruma Gallants receive a slap on the wrist for fielding an ineligible player last season, and the domestic football season gets underway tomorrow with the MTN 8.
South Africa has entered a difficult period. At 6 a.m. this morning, the 30% tariffs came into effect for all goods and products going to America. As of last night, South Africa had the fifth highest tariffs implemented by the U.S. after Syria, Laos, Myanmar and Canada. The Department of Trade, Industry and Competition has now set up an export support desk to assist South African companies. Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Park Staal released a statement last night saying this desk will serve as a direct point of contact and link companies to South African embassies and high commissions abroad. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
Dawo says urgent interventions have been put in place as part of the department's ongoing commitment to protecting jobs, preserving market access in America, and promoting export diversification to other markets in Africa, the European Union, Asia, Latin America, and other strategic partners. Various industries, including the auto and citrus sectors, have warned of dire consequences once the impact of the 30% tariff on U.S. markets take hold. Dawo concludes by saying the stakes are high and that the country must respond decisively to ensure industries remain resilient, competitive, and globally integrated into diversified markets. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
Last night, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt did tell the media that there were last-minute trade talks with certain countries.
Japan, South Korea, they have bespoke trade deals that the president cut. We promised that the president would negotiate with countries all around the world to cut tailor-made trade deals. And the rest of those countries that either do not have a deal or have a letter, they will be hearing from this administration by the midnight deadline.
Asian markets fell mostly this morning as the tariffs came into effect, dumping the world into uncharted waters. The rand has also weakened to its lowest levels against the dollar in more than 4 months. The dollar now trading at 18 rand 21. More at jackrandafm.com. Click on news. In other news on the East Rand, one man died after 12 shacks caught fire in the Marathon informal settlement in Germiston. Ekurhuleni Emergency spokesperson William Clardy says firefighting teams from three fire stations were called to the scene just after midnight.
And following the information on site of an entrapment, search, rescue and recovery was conducted, and a charred body of a male adult in his early 40s was discovered under the burnt corrugated sheets.
And at the White House, it's not only tariff talk. President Donald Trump has unveiled plans to build a massive ballroom for hosting official receptions. Trump himself and unspecified donors will foot the bill for the $200 million project, said to be one of the largest projects at the U.S. Executive Mansion in more than 100 years. I'm Gerda de Souza net vir die hoofnuus die uur. Die regering sit maatreëls in plek om maatskappye by te staan op die dag wat Amerikaanse handelstariewe in werking tree.
Because when you're a very important president, you don't want a small tiny ballroom. You want one of them big ballrooms.
Also, he doesn't like a big white tent on the grass.
The president
says, outside the White House, you don't have a function under a tent.
I'm gonna absolutely agree with him there. He deserves big them one of them big ones. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Them big spacious ballrooms.
The biggest.
That's what you the biggest.
The yeah. biggest. Yeah. The like, best.
You know what I'm saying? When you're amongst other presidents,
mm-hmm.
okay, the yeah. president from Canada is there and you know, ministers.
Our country.
You know, yeah. even from here, from Af-